My people, how na day? Na darky day. And this episode, we are one record, so I've been one record this episode, but I come forget him, say it can be like say I forgot to press record, so I just begin the yarn. I don't know, say I never recorded nothing. How na day, and welcome to another episode of Darky Day Podcast. I'm still your host, Darky Day. And we still there, church of wisdom in creativity, productivity, knowledge, you know, where we they always share the better ideas, they talk about things where they're important. And we still there, come to you live on Crack House Radio. We still there on Crack House Radio. So waiting they happen, I hope so, now they will. Waiting they happen, Niger. Niger, my beloved country, I hope say una don't they ready to go vote. Una forget all the wahala with the Naira redesign, with the Naira redesign and all that. Ma una no allow that distract una from voting the right people into power. I know what I mean, Abi. My people, waiting I get to yan. This episode, na kind of story where I want to tell una something where happened like a while back. You know, and if I say you know means this episode now, you know, say situation episode now, you know, episode. No, I just if I say you know, it means say I'm saying that you know from a very like you know. So, this thing where I want to tell you now, so I want if you be African, if you be Niger person, where no day for Niger. Even you, the one where they Niger, where they contemplate to the jackpot from Niger, I won't make you listen to what I want to talk. So, because where you the jackpot from, and where you the jackpot to, will never be the same. Will, you hear me say will? I never say I no say can. I said will never be the same. So if you the jackpot from Niger, they go abroad. Make you know, say you the jackpot go another dimension. Make a talk and like that. Say you the jackpot from your dimension, your world, your universe into another universe. Universe where people go treat you different. Universe where everything go day different. Your interaction day to day with people could be different, could be on another frequency, could be on another level. So make you always know that. Make you put that into consideration if you they contemplate on jack buying from Niger to the abroad. Because I know could come here on Church of Wisdom lie to you. Church of Wisdom, we are here to tell you waiting day how so that you could feed, make use of and better your life. So that make you know be like a situation where be say after a while when you don't already jump from fry pan enter fire, you come regret say, why didn't anybody tell me? Why wasn't I warned? So I don't warn you, I won't tell you now something now, and I won't make you now listen, you know. Because waiting I won't tell you now so been happening to me like a while ago, and it's a very serious situation, you know. Where be say it made me realize say anywhere where you day, if you be Niger person, if you be African, if you are a black person, anywhere where you day, make you know say any other person where no look like you, make you understand say you are a threat, you are a threat, you are a like I don't know the word to use, make you understand say. Every other people where no resemble you get some kind of them get some kind of an some kind of get words where I no one use, you know, I no one use some certain words, you know, make you know say person where no look like you get some kind way in could they take interact with you. I want to make you understand that if you plan to jackpot from Africa, and if you don't already jackpot from Africa, make you live for where you don't jackpot go land. Make you there wisely and smartly. make you understand, say, if you see any other Daki person in need, make you know, say, na your brother be that. Make you know, say, na your sister be that. Make una they always look out for each other. If you see a fellow Daki person where they in need, make una they always look out for each other. They extend that helping hand, they help each other. Because na only una self now na get every other person hates una for this planet where we follow share. Which I don't understand why we they share this planet. Waiting I want yan so una no say a while back I've been looking for real estate, this thing, property to buy. So with the scouts, they check them online, they check them on, you know, in the papers and all that. Every other, anywhere where they place this thing, announcement, advertisement for properties were up for sale, and they always check them out. So I come see one property, one fine property like that. It been there behind somewhere after Cologne in Siegburg. Siegburg crisis after Cologne, Rhein 8th crisis or something. So it been there somewhere around there. So I can't tell my wife, say, look, we need to go check this place out, this property out. Because you know, say, if you don't buy properties before, you know, say, before you buy any property, you need to go check the area out so that you could know whether now wise investment, whether it is advice, it is wise for you to put money down for that kind of area. Even if you want to live in that property, you still need to go check out, especially people like us, we're from Africa, can't live amongst, you know. I need to go check the area out, see how the area be. See the kind people we live in that area, whether them go accept me and my family of mixed black people, you know. So we come sit down. At that time, you know, we come enter my BMW, we begin the drive, they go. So as we drive from my city, we come past Essen. We pass the city of Essen, pass the city of Duisburg. We pass Essen. Pass Mulham and the Raw, pass Oberhausen, come enter the A3, the Autobahn A3. If you live for Germany, you know what they talk to. We can't climb the A3, they head towards Cologne. After Cologne, you know, the A3, the Autobahn A3 supposed to take us direct to the next exit. The exit where we could come out for the Autobahn, go there on the A3, then we could just come out for Siegburg, go with that place, you know. So as we drive, we come past Metman. As we pass Metman, on top of the bridge, on top of the overhead bridge in Metman, there is an autobahn under that bridge. I don't know whether that is the A52 or something. So as we don't cross that autobahn, on top of that autobahn, we're about entering, as we approach Leverkusen, on the autobahn, then they do construction work, kind of a repair work. So then they do repairs on the autobahn. I know one misnian the words where they use, so I go use German words, call them now. If you hear me say Baustelle, it means saying a construction work on the road. Baustelle, anywhere when they do construction work. So as we were about to enter Leverkusen, then they do construction work. In fact, the construction work on the autobahn been start from Metman, immediately after the A52 overhead bridge. But from there, we can't enter traffic hold up. It can't be like saying a traffic, now go slow, you know. That's the way we call go slow now for Niger. I come enter traffic, everybody they drive slowly. Because the autobahn suppose get three lanes, three on one side, three on the other side, so six lanes on six lanes altogether, three on you know. So but due to the Baustellen on the autobahn, Then come block, I think, then block two. Then block two of the lanes. In the direction of Cologne. Then block two of the lanes, then just carry, they use this red thing. Just block two of the lanes, but you can still enter the lane, but them just put those things to tell you, say, you're not supposed to enter those lanes. Nobody say if you enter those lanes, anything could happen. No, but then just finish repairing that those two lanes. So then one make it dry well. So then only one lane they open. So and for that one lane where they open, we don't the traffic don't pile up. So me can't enter, follow, join the traffic. Now they drive slow. They go. As I come reach the beginning of the traffic, I can't see waiting cause the traffic. Waiting cause the traffic now broken down vehicle. And inside that broken down vehicle is a black woman with a baby. The baby there for her titties, the soccer titties. Then two other children, small pickings, them there for the back seat. Then the husband there outside. They like he's in a stress mood, you know, he just there very confused. So me now seeing a brother, because I don't tell una say anytime when me they sit down for my motor the driver, they always they very very alert, and they always pay attention to things, to happenings, to things, to things where they happen on the street. So as I see him, they stand so. I see him way. I see the way him behave. You know, my intuition, my spirit, tell me say this guy is in need. This guy needs help. Because he just dead there, like say in the wave down cars, but no single car, no single driver agree stop. Which I understood. I understand that time where was it. They no go grease stop. Because me myself, I don't dare for that situation. Make I explain. I know say, as I see and so, me, I know say that guy for go don't stay for that place. Stay. In go don't stay for that place, stay. And I knew that I know say none of those white drivers where they drive past that guy could grease stop to ask that guy if he needs help. Because I don't day in that situation before. That time where they go buy cars. That time where they go buy cars to go export. That time where they go buy cars for export. I've been go buy one Passat for Siegen. Siegen is also, if you there for Germany, not Rhine-West Valley, you know where Siegen there. So as I go by the Passat, as I they drive on the Autobahn, they come back, they go back my city. The Passat, now this old model Passat come to develop heating. The Passat come develop heating, come, you know, come stop. So somewhere around Makeshi Christ, as I enter Ludenscheid, the Passat can't stop. The develop heat can't stop. So me, I can't stop. My people, as I stop, I stood on that Autobahn there, that time. That was, I think, 2011 or thereabout, or around that time. I stood on the Autobahn for over 5 hours. They stop cars. They try to hold down cars. Nobody grease stopped for me. Why? Because I've been there, you know, I've been make one mistake where we say as I come out from my house that time, I not been carry my charger. I not carry my phone charger. So I don't call, I've been call ADRC. ADRC now this Alkemine Dosha Auto Club. We will be say if you get problem for road, them just they gather for your road well-being. Everything. You go need to register, be a member. They pay them me. They pay them 80 euros every month for me and my wife. So I don't call. I try to call ADRC that time. That, as I don't wait tire. But as I call, you know, as these customer services that they be now sometimes, they then go put me on hold. So me, I can't use up my power, my reserve power, the power where they my phone. My phone come die out. So me come today like a situation where they say, you know. So me come find myself in a you know situation that time. So I did here for over 5 hours. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember as we they do for Niger that time. If cars, they develop, you know, say for Niger, we still been the drive cars with radiator and all that. So I can't remember how we been they do. And that time, say you just need to wait for the motor to cool down. Once the car cool down, you start them again, it go begin, they go. And me don't already wait on the autobahn for over 5 hours. I can't tell myself, say, you idiot, yeah? So I entered the motor, they pass out again. After I don't wait, nobody grew stop. I can't start the motor. I go back to waiting, you know, the case of the guy on the A3, eh? So I can't start the Passat. The Passat can't start. And for where I've been stopped on the autobahn, you know, on the autobahn, they mark the autobahn. They mark the autobahn, some numbers could there where you could know your coordinates. So me, I've been know the coordinate. I saw the coordinate where I've been there. I know, say, from there to where the next filling station there, no could be like up to 5-10 kilometers. And so, and at least I know, say, if I start the car again before the car go overheat again, it could at least don't take me reach the next filling station. So me can't start my Passat to that time. I can't start the Passat. I can't drive. I'm small. Come enter the filling station. Now for that filling station, the girl way there at the counter, one sweet girl, which I will never forget. She was very nice, very pretty girl. I can't tell and say, look, my phone don't die. So you fit help me call Adi Asi for me. And if you get extra charger, whether I have it used, charge my phone. She tell me, say, the phone where she get, no be Samsung that time, but with that, I be Samsung person now. She tell me, say, she know who Samsung, but say she could call Adi Asi for me, but say it no make sense, make she just call Adi Asi for me. What if anything happen? Say, it better make I charge my phone. The girl brought out a new, the charger way there on sale. She bring them out, open the packet, gave it to me, say, make I charge my phone. So me, I stayed there for over, I stayed there for 1 hour with the girl. We were chatting, just getting to know each other. Then after about, I think after 1 hour or thereabout, and my phone can't reach like 80-something%. And the Adi Asi people can't come with the tow truck where they go car. So they can't carry my Passat, put on top, drive my Passat from that place to my workshop that time, which was about 150 kilometers, you know. So that is the advantage of living here, how civilized and organized this place is. So far, you they pay the yearly this thing membership fee. If your car break down anywhere, then go come. If you want, make them carry and tow and go put for way, then go carry and go there. So now, so I take carry my Passat come. Waiting make I tell you now that my story be say I don't get the experience where be say if your car break down for road. As the key person, you better forget it. Nobody could stop for you. So as I see the guy now for that condition in the road, so me can't stop. As I clear, I can't stop. I can't claim my BMW. I drive enter that area where they say make people no drive enter. You know, so I just enter drive there. I don't say. Minoko spoiled that thing, and I know say a brother is in need. So as I park my motor, my wife remain inside. Me can't come down. I can't ask the guy. Waiting happen. We begin speak Dutch. I ask him in Dutch, what thing happened? He say in tire flat. I need no get spare tire. So me, I ask him, you don't call ADRC? He say he don't call ADRC, but they no pick, and now he no get credit again. So me can ask him credit, and then he come cling. He come click for my head, say, oh, credit. And I come here as we they talk in Dutch now, of Dutch in German. Me come hear the accent way in the use. I can't know say na Igbo man this man be. So I can't switch. We begin to speak pidgin. I can't ask him, hey, how far you be Niger person? Hey, you be here. So we begin speak pidgin. He was very glad that I stopped. He can't tell me, say, he don't day for that place for over 6 hours. Nobody agree stop for him. Say, in the wave, nobody agree stop. And in no fit push the motor alone. In wife carry newborn baby because the tire don't flat. The tire don't completely flat. And you know, say, if car tire flat, the car go become very heavy. The car go the drag. If you push and you go the drag. So in can tell me say in down day there for over 6 hours, nobody agree stop. I can't ask him, you don't call Larry as he say he no get credit. I can't ask him. Then they come click for my head, say, oh, this man means to recharge. One other thing where I want to tell you now, look, if you they travel from Nigeria, if you they jackpot from Nigeria, come this abroad. Make you drop that Niger mindset, Niger mentality for Niger. Make you know, say, where you they travel, go, things they different. Don't bring that Niger mindset come over here. Well, what I mean by that be say, for here, for this country, where are they so? Flat rate, we they use flat rate, where be say you go pay. Some are as cheap as €5 a month. You could get flat rate to the call any line where you want call. You could get flat rate on your internet, on your data. Some day as cheap as €5. You could get them 5, 7 euros, 10 euros. Me talking, I'm using my flat rate is €9 a month. I get like 6 gigabytes on one of my phone. The other phone is €15 a month. I get like 30 gigabytes solving this thing a month, which I know they feed use and finish. Because for my house, I use my DSL for house, which is also flat rate. So if you they come out from Niger come and you are making this money, try take advantage of these things where they don't make, these things now, where they don't make available for us to enjoy. Make you not come from Niger, still come, they buy credit, they recharge your phone. Because what I understand, as he tell me, say, he don't try to call ADRC, but he don't get credit. I can't figure out, say, this man, they use prepaid phone. Which means, say, he could buy credit of €10 or €15, they recharge the phone. So for him to be able to make calls, you know. But for that €10, you can get a flat rate, a contract, and be paying per month and get a flat rate, call anybody anyhow you want. Only no call international, because if you call international, they go put your calls on room and you go pay more. So I can't tell them, say, okay, how we go do now? Make I call Adi, ask you get membership. In say, in get membership. So me, I call tell my wife, make my wife call ADRC. So in come give my wife in card, my wife call ADRC. So me and I'm just the talk. So I call the ask and way. People, the core of this story be say, as we the talk, as me and this guy the talk, I know say somebody, one of the drivers, when they drive past, because now this guy moto na him been cause the traffic jam for back. I don't know say one person, somebody don't sit on for inside the moto call police. I don't know, say some white person inside the motor don't sit on, call police. Then just drive past, then see two black families, they talk, and a broken down vehicle. They no get anything else to do, then call police on us. So, as we talk, I hear two police cars to come land. As they come land, the first car will land, one police woman, one girl, she just jumped out of the vehicle, very aggressive. She was very rude to me. She was like, "Hey, what are you doing? Move your car. Who owns this car? Move your car." So I was like, "Okay, it don't happen." Say when you don't day ready for those things, I have another key day now. I'm always ready for racism anywhere, anytime. So as she just move this car. So I tell her and say, "Look, move this car." So as he talk like that, I laugh. I just laugh. And the guy begin shake. The Niger guy begin shake. I tell the guy, "Chill. Say this, we go handle him." I can't tell and say, "Look, move this car. This car no be my car. The beam and I ain't be my car." She can't ask me then, "Waiting you they do here? What am I doing there?" I can't tell and say, "I saw this guy in need and I stopped because I know say none of your people, nobody here could stop. And this guy don't stay here for 5 hours. He say that is not our business, that the guy should move the car." Me can't tell and say, "You see this car, the tire don't flat, don't bust. This car no they go anywhere. So waiting you get to do, say I don't call ADRC, ADRC they on the way. Waiting you get to do be say, if you want make this car move here immediately, either una get a special number where you could take call your special ADRC and then go show up immediately. Apart from that, either me, this guy, you, and your other four colleagues, because they came in two vehicles, and your other colleagues, your three colleagues, could join hand, push this car, put for this place where my BMW today, so that we could clear the traffic where they're here. No be something where you get to shout. Nobody is committing any crime here. Because now just so I tell them in German, I tell them like that, no be something for you to scream. Nobody is committing any crime here. Somebody is in need and I'm here to help, and I'm gonna remain here to see that this guy and his family don't get the help where they need before I leave. If you have problem with that, join hands with me, we push this car, put for where my BMW day, and this and the traffic could be free." She looked me, but asked me for my advice, for my ID. I got answer, "Waiting concern ID, concern waiting we they do here." In saying what, I asked and say, "No, I know they show you my ID. If you want, now my motor day there, you can check the plate number, go check who. Waiting make I stop here, be say I won't help this my brother, because he don't tell me, say he don't stay here for over 5 hours. None of your people agree stop. And one of your people no get better thing to do than to call on an act to come here, come they do this thing. When will you guys ever stop this racism?" She was like, "What? Vas minus it." I say, "What do I mean? Be say, me and you and your three colleagues, maybe we push this car, put for here, so that this guy go wait for ADRC to come to him or any or anything." She comes, she say, nothing where she fit do, and that nobody is committing any crime. So one other thing where I want to tell you now, see, if you find yourself in some situation and somebody won't be racist towards you, as long as nobody is committing any crime, stand your ground and make your point. So she come call her colleagues. She come walk back to her three colleagues because they were conducting the traffic. The other three police guys, they were conducting the traffic, trying to organize cars to pass, JJ. So she go call them. They came. They say, may we join? So we had to, because I gave them that option, say, for this thing to flow, we need to push this car. And this car, they heavy. So they can't come. And I can't tell my wife, say, make she come. Because that guy wife, I no sure say she get driving license. So my wife come enter the motor, they steer the motor, enter where my BMW been there. So we, me and the police guys and the guy, we just push the car, put enter behind my BMW. So I can't tell the guy, say, I dey go now, I'm leaving now, you're good, right? They don't call, IDRC is on the way, you're good. Now, wait till I forget to do, we say, I no collecting number. So me and my wife, we come, they go. I can't tell the police people, say, me, I don't go. So we begin, they go. Wait till make I tell another story, we say, when you see your brother, you're your brother's keeper. If you be that key person, anywhere where you see your brother need help, if you see your brother need help, because help, anybody fit need help anyway, just stop and try see how you fit render help. Because now only we get each other back. Nobody get our time for here. I'm Daki Day, and I don't reach my destination. Keep listening to Crack House Music, Crack House Radio. We dey play you good music. Till I see you, subscribe, like, and I will see you in my next episode. Till then, I'm out.